As an exercise, I'd like you to rewrite the even-odd summing program from the previous section where you read a number and test it, whether it's odd or even, and accumulate it. By making the change that you can process any number of integers, whereas we only did 3 last time, now you can loop. You can loop forever if you want, and then just keep going until you hit some value. Now, one thing I didn't show you is that a repeat forever is easily done with either a while or a for.
For example, you can say while 1,
because 1 is true, or you can use any non-zero value there. And then that loop will go forever, and then you'll want to break out of it in the middle. Another way to do that, and it's actually the more common way, is to have an empty for loop, that is, an empty header in your for statement. You'll say for, and then inside parentheses, just 2 semicolons. And so that is a repeat forever construct as well. So what you can do is just have a loop like that, and then read from the keyboard, and test it, whether it's even or odd, and keep your sum. And instead of just using the if and else in there, why don't you use the switch on 0 and 1 to see if the number is even or odd?